hip-hop music is a very good thing.
Funk, rock, Peter Gabriel singing in German, soul, old-school rap, ABBA singing in Spanish, glam, hair metal, Milli Vanilli singing in English, and of course, disco.
Disco is the pop music of tomorrow.
It's all pop, and it's only on crap from the past.
It's not rap music, it's crap music.
And to those commercial stations that play Come On Eileen over and over and tell you it's a retro show, I say this. There's a lot of crap on the radio, but there's only one crap from the past.
It's craptacular.
Sunday nights at midnight, only on KFAI.
I know you're gonna dig this.
You're listening to Fresh Air Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, and 106.7 FM St. Paul. Hi, how you doing? Glad to hear it. I am Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and this is Crap from the Past here on KFAI. For the next 2 hours, you will be hearing crap you haven't heard on the air in a long, long time, if at all. My personal batteries are recharged because I just spent a couple days in Florida. I went to go visit Grandma because Grandma turned 90 on Friday, God bless her. So I went down for a couple days to go visit her. Strangest thing happened. I sat next to this brother and sister, high school age brother and sister, on the way down there on my flight to Atlanta, which was cool enough. But on the way back from my connecting flight from Atlanta, I sat next to them again. What are the odds? They went down to... for somebody's wedding down in some part of Florida. I went down for Grandma's birthday, and I sat next to the same brother and sister twice. Weird. Okay, having said that, I got a little bit of fun stuff down in Florida. Had some time to go around and do some record and CD hunting. Surprise, surprise, and I'll be playing some of that tonight. Random 45 is one of them. I don't know what it's going to sound like. That's why it's random. Something you'd like to hear between now and 2 o'clock in the morning? The phone system is pretty slick here in the brand new studio. 612-341-0980. Let me get rid of the annoying theme music. Oh, no, that's me. Sorry, the new board all... it's frightening to me still. Let's get rid of the annoying theme music and bring in our first song, shall we? From late 1992. It was called Modern Rock at the time. Now it's just pop. It's the Soup Dragons, and a group that really never forged an identity for itself. From 1992, it's Divine Thing from the Soup Dragons, only on Crap from the Past.
Boogie Monster Gerber.
Shake your rump to the funk.
On Crap from the Past.
From Jesse Johnson. From the time, if I'm not mistaken, Crazy came out in 1986. And a fine, funky record. And I think Sly Stone is on that somewhere in the background, I think. I'm a little fuzzy on the details on that particular song. But I got a request for it last week, and I didn't have it with me. And I decided to bring it with me this week. A wise decision. If something you'd want to hear, of course there's something you'd want to hear. 612-341-0980. I gotta tell you about the crapfromthepast.com website. It's been around since July, June. It's been about 6 months since we put the thing up on the air. But I've always had this little gripe in that the pages took too long to load and there were too many pictures and useless graphics, so I got rid of all that. I stripped it down last week. It's lean, it's mean, it's got all the playlists, it's pretty fine, actually. And sometime this week, probably Monday or Tuesday, I'll be posting the enormous shrine to Milli Vanilli. Somebody had to do it, and I've chosen that person to be me. 20 meg worth of sound clips, including the second Milli Vanilli album that never came out here, the Robin Fab album that never came out here, and the single that went along with that, and assorted sound clips galore. You're going to be shocked and amazed. So later this week, check out crapfromthepast.com. It's going to be good. And of course, if you check out the website, you can hear clips of this particular show, which you're hearing right now, as well as tons and tons of old stuff. Old playlists, old website-only shows. It's really fine, actually. That number again, crapfromthepast.com. One song in particular that's going to be posted, I will play for you right here. When the first Milli Vanilli single came out, Girl, You Know It's True, high art that it is, it was getting comparisons, immediate comparisons, because producer Frank Farian borrowed the beat from elsewhere. There was one beat in particular that was borrowed from a song called Ashley's Roach Clip, and it was used again in Paid in Full by Eric B. and Rakim, and the whole story is on there. The other half of the beat, taken from, not sampled, but just borrowed liberally from a song by Dennis Edwards and Saida Garrett from 1985? 7? I don't know the exact release date on this, but I'm pretty sure it's before Michael Jackson's I Just Can't Stop Loving You, which propelled Saida Garrett into the spotlight, basically. This came out a little bit before that. So it's Saida Garrett singing with Dennis Edwards, who was a member of the Temptations. Or I guess he was a former member of the Temptations at the time. This came out on Motown, and it's pretty nice, groovy little song. It's Don't Look Any Further on Crap from the Past.
Don't look any further.
Boogie Monster Gerber.
The undisputed queen of disco.
On Crap from the Past.
Put the needle on the record.
Baby,
baby, baby.
Open the door, get on the floor. Everybody kill the dinosaur. Open the
Hey, I thought there'd be a nice solid end to that. But no, it was not was, of course. And you know the song Walk the Dinosaur. That's, is that considered the 12-inch? It's from the very hard-to-find CD video of the song, which came out over in England. It never came out here. It's officially the Jeffrey B. Young Hearts Run Free mix. Yeah, extending just a little over 6 minutes long. Walk the Dinosaur from Was Not Was from 1988 here on Crap from the Past. Fine stuff. Some fine stuff you want to hear? Well, there's got to be, isn't there? 612-341-0980 puts you in touch with me. And like I mentioned, my batteries are officially recharged because I spent 2 days in Florida. It was rainy down there, by the way. Nice and clear here, rainy down there. And now, I want you to listen to about a minute or so of this song from 1995. It was a big British hit and a good size hit here in the dance clubs in the U.S. It's the Bucketheads and a song called The Bomb. Let's see, let me get the exact credits on this thing. Kenny Dope presents the Bucketheads and a song called The Bomb. These sounds fall into my mind on Crap from the Past. I don't mean to detract from the song, because really there's nothing wrong with it. It's a fine dance record, and deserved to be, quite frankly, deserved to be a big old hit. But the song is heavily sampling an older song, and therefore would qualify as slightly older stuff ripping off much older stuff, since this thing came out in 1995. Here, the vocal track here belongs to Peter Cetera from Chicago, actually. All right, let me fade out here, the Bucketheads, and play the original from 1970. Oh, tricky, tricky. I don't remember when this thing came out. I think it's from Chicago 13, which was really a wretched album and found Chicago trying to grapple with disco. The two did not get along well. And Street Player was the first song on the album, and I think it was released as a single and really pretty much fell on its face. There was a very rare 12-inch of the single that was released, and that's what I'm going to play for you here. A song that's included on the Let's Dance compilation that's probably been out of print for 13 years, but this is as it sounded on the 12-inch. This is Chicago, the 12-inch of Street Player, and it was a large influence for that Bucketheads tune you heard a couple minutes ago. This is Crap from the Past on KFAI.
Street time.
Boogie Monster Gerber.
What's with all the crap?
It's not crap.
On Crap from the Past.
Somewhere around 1983, it's Shakin' Stevens and a nice little pop tune called Oh Julie, a song that was covered by Barry Manilow pretty much as it came out, and Barry Manilow's version hit the nether reaches of the pop charts. Hi, I am in fact Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, sliding around because this new studio has hardwood floors. I've never seen it. Like a professional type of studio with hardwood floors before. And granted, they're really beautiful, but I'm on wheels and I'm sliding all over the place here. And still getting used to the brand new all-digital studio that we are undergoing here on Crap from the Past, and the rest of KFAI for that matter. So if it sounds a little screwy, I blame the brand new board, as fine as it is. Something you'd like to hear. Man, the phones have been dead tonight, and I don't know why that is. 612-341-0980. I got requests galore from last week, and I'm going to play one of them really soon. But first, a little thingy I found in Florida. Not too long ago, in fact, was it last week? In fact, it was last week. On this very show, I played the 12-inch of a song called Cuddly Toy by Roachford. A terrific song from 1988 and one of my personal faves from the time. Or the late 80s time, meaning, yeah, then. So, a fine, fine record. Well, what I found in Florida is the British pressing of the Roachford CD. You can find the American pressing pretty much anywhere, because it turns up in cutout bins. It came out on Epic Records in 1988, and was out of print almost instantly. There was a second album and a third album that was released by Roachford overseas. The third album came out here, but it's not all that great, to be honest. And for the first time, I found the British pressing of the first Roachford CD. And the reason it is of interest to me is that the tracks are different. Yes! There's one track missing and one track that was replaced, which is a pretty nice thing. The American song Shotgun was replaced with a song called Beautiful Morning. And that's what I'm going to play for you here. So, to the best of my knowledge, this has never been played on American radio. And, alright, the song's not all that great, but for a perfectionist like me, it's a pretty nice find. So from 1988, it's Roachford. Oops, I forgot to cue it up. In any case, this is what Roachford sounds like on Cuddly Toy. I'll play you about 5 seconds of Cuddly Toy, because that's what I queued up by mistake. Alright, Right, you got that in your head? That's not the song I wanted to play. We're doing well tonight. Here it is. Never been released here in the States. Beautiful Morning from Roachford on Crap from the Past.
Such a beautiful moment. This is such a
That's nice. It's irony-free, too. It's the Boo Radleys from 1995 and a happy pop record called Wake Up Boo. I like it. Hi, I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and this is Crap from the Past. Yes. Now, you're going to gouge your ears out after this, I'm sure. Now, if I mention the stars on 45, yes, you want to gouge your ears out. But you're going to have to take my word for it that the stars on 45 are high art compared to some of the other projects that preceded it. Oddly enough, you see, the Beatles medley had been around for a while before the stars on 45 recorded theirs. And I think a lot of it started with Beatlemania, which was a Broadway thingy where they had some impersonators on there and the stage singing like the Beatles and the fake hysteria and some other bizarre symptoms there. That was the late 70s. In England... No, I shouldn't say in England. There's a group from Germany called DBM, which is short for Disco Beatlemania. And that's exactly what it sounds like. In 1978, they released Beatlemania by DBM, and it hit the bottom of the British charts. Didn't chart over here in the States. And since somebody else did it, RSO Records had to rush release their knockoff version of DBM. So this is third-generation Beatles at this point, and they're... Their album Discomania, which is a feeble attempt at impersonating Beatlemania, had a couple songs on it. One of them here is 11 minutes long, and there's no way I'm going to sit through the whole thing because it's painful. It's called Unlimited Citations. There are two songs called Unlimited Citations. I played one, which was subtitled Rock, and I played that many, many months ago. This one, subtitled Slow. The writer's credits go to... Nobody, actually. And this is a bunch of Beatles songs, as you will recognize. And it's produced by two guys named Bimbo and Sarova from RSO Records from the album Discomania, 1978. It's Unlimited Citations. And it is most definitely the god-awful medley of the week. This is gonna hurt real bad.
She wouldn't say.
Monster Gerber.
Ooh, I hear this really sucks.
On Crap from the Past.
I've been waiting for so long to call me now and sing the song. Oh, don't be fooled by what you see. Don't be fooled by what you hear. Whoa. See?
go. They really don't get much better than that. It's a new song from Howard Jones, except that's I would call it the 12-inch, but the actual 12-inch single for new song really wasn't so hot. That's credited as the vocal new version, and then you can find that on the B-side of the 12-inch for Things Can Only Get Better, which came out in 1984. New song from Howard Jones originally came out in 83, if I got that right. Good stuff on Crap from the Past. Hey, looky that. It's around somewhere around 1 o'clock, and you're listening to Fresh Air Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, and 106.7 FM St. Paul. All them frequencies all the time. And now, I have no idea what... Oh, yes, Christopher Cross. It looks like his career ran out of steam after he won all those Grammys in 1980, 81, somewhere around there. He did okay with some follow-ups. He had Think of Laura, which was used in General Hospital. He had All Right, which was a fair song. And some other smallish hits. Oh, Arthur's Theme from 1981. He did fairly well for himself with some more Grammys. And then his career seemed to run out of steam. And I know he's still around because I played some stuff from him from back in 1998. And he's probably recording some new stuff, even though I don't have it anymore. What I'm going to play for you here is the second single from an album called Every Turn of the World from 1985. The first single, it was so-so, a song called Charm the Snake, which I've played before here on Crap from the Past. But I've never played the follow-up single, which is the title song from the album. And that's what I'm going to play for you here. A pretty neat song, actually. Every Turn of the World from Christopher Cross. This is 1985. And this is Crap from the Past only, right here on KFAI-FM, Minneapolis.
Never let the tears
Boogie Monster Gerber.
It is the 70s, right down to the smallest detail.
On Crap from the Past.
Over this then. Unmistakable sounds of Kraftwerk from 1978. So that's about 4 years after Autobahn took over the world. This was a single. This hit the bottom of the charts in 1978. It's Trans Europe Express. And it too is featured on the gigantic Milli Vanilli shrine that I have built at crapfromthepast.com. It's all going to be posted tomorrow or Tuesday sometime around there. Why? Because on the second Milli Vanilli album, they sample Trans Europe Express. Amazing. I must fade this out. It goes on for another 3 minutes or so. So that's plenty of Kraftwerk, and that's, yeah, there you go. 612-341-0980. I'm not exactly lacking in direction. Well, yes, I am. I'm lacking in direction, and I'm kind of pointing hesitantly and all different kinds of crazy things with the stuff. And 612-341-0980. If I sound tired, it's because I am. And now we're up to the random 45 of the week, which, as you know, I have this huge pile of 45s down in my basement, most of which I have never listened to. And I think I'm totally lost. What I've been doing each week is pulling 145 off the pile, playing it for the first time here on the air live without even properly queuing it up. Sometimes it's good. More often than not, not so good. Last week's was a Richie Havens song that wasn't so bad, and was certainly above average for this particular feature. This week, can't promise anything. The group is The Flints. Wait a minute, let me see if I got that right. No, I got that wrong. The group is Flint. Just one. Flint from 1978 and a song that came out on Columbia Records. It's a Columbia promo single from the group Flint from 1978. It's a remake of... There's a wheel over there. Back in My Arms Again, the old Supremes tune from Holland Dozier Holland. And it's produced... One of the people who produced it is Don Brewer. Is that the same Don Brewer from the marginally competent drummer from Grand Funk Railroad? It could be. I don't know. I don't know anything about this thing. All I know is that the label says Flint, and it's a remake of an old Supremes tune. Back in My Arms Again from 1978 on Crap from the Past.
Monster Gerber.
Wow, you can't find this stuff anywhere. Seals and Crofts, Pablo Cruz, Air Supply. Whoa, Loggins and Oates.
I've never heard of these bands, Mom. What kind of music do they play?
Whist Rock?
No.
Crap Rock?
That's it.
On Crap from the Past.
Oh,
Loggins and Oates. No, Loggins and Perry. Kenny Loggins and Steve Perry teamed up for one particular song, and it was a pretty good one from 1982, Don't Fight It. Want to wish Steve Perry a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Steve Perry. He turns 50... Oh, this new millennium is wreaking havoc on the math. 52. Born in 1949, January 24th. So we want to... 22nd, sorry, I read that wrong. 24th is Neil Diamond. So close, yet not so close. So happy birthday, Steve Perry, from all of us here at Crap from the Past. Now, last week I got a request for a song called How to Dance by the Bingo Boys. It's a fun little dance tune, as light and fluffy as they get, from 1991. Interestingly enough, the song samples a couple of other dance songs, both of them from the 70s. It samples Dance, Dance, Dance from Chic, Yowza, Yowza, Yowza. That's from 1970, I don't remember. Early Chic. It's before Le Freak and before Good Times. And it also samples a song called Dance Disco Heat by Sylvester. The part of the song that's actually sampled is when Martha Wash, the backup singer, is singing the break. So you're actually going to hear Martha Wash sampled from 1970-something, when that thing actually came out. Before Martha Wash was with the Weather Girls, and before she was with Two Tons of Fun. Good stuff. So, without any further ado, a request from last week, from 1991, The Bingo Boys and How to Dance on Crap from the Past.
Now, here comes the music. Okay, all you need is some patience and a little practice, and you'll soon be disco dancing with the best. Let's start with the basic two-beat turn. I'll count it for you like this. Step left, around, and together with the right. Step left, around, and together with the right.
Act like the end of a record and fade out. All that cha-cha stuff is just played out. Kill the noise and the instruction. Now's the time for a brief introduction. Feet meet the beat, glad to meet ya. Fancy moves and steps, how I greet ya. Side to side, jump, step, and turn. Set the fire, boys, and let's burn.
Step left, around, and together with the right. Stand straight, bend knees, thrust hips. Step left, around, and together with the right. Step forward, kick, step right, and back.
Stop that talk, man, you're a distraction. You can chill, but I'm not relaxing. I came here to turn out the party. Socialize some coke and Bacardi. Drop my drink, then please to the dance floor. Show the DJ what I came here for. Lose control just like a wild animal. Eat the beat like a hungry cannibal.
Boogie well, Monster Gerber.
Everybody likes Stevie Wonder for himself and for his work.
On Crap from the Past.
Telling me somebody's been picking in my cherry tree. Don't wanna miss just what if I miss say. But I could tell someone's been digging round in my cave. Under my bed. Don't wanna call nobody, no bodily harm. But somebody's been rubbing on my good luck charm.
Wonder from 1980, 81. They all kind of bleed together for me since it's a long time ago at this point. Stevie Wonder and the follow-up to Master Blaster called I Ain't Gonna Stand For It. It's amazing. Everybody seems to know Master Blaster. Song that got as high as number 5 on the charts, the follow-up hit number 11, and that's a pretty good size hit, and yet seems to be largely forgotten by the Stevie Wonder world. Not a bad song, not a bad song at all, because Stevie Wonder really hasn't recorded very many bad songs over the years. And I just played yet another cut from the gigantic 4-CD box set that I'm still loving to death. And so, it's very late. I'm pretty tired, and the sentences are not flowing easily at this point. So, now, Dirty Dancing. Remember Dirty Dancing? I don't care if you do or not. Dirty Dancing took over the world in 1987, 88, 89, something like that. I could look it up if I wanted to, and I'm not going to. Wait a minute. No, I can look it up right here. So I'm a little cheat sheet here. There were 3 singles off the top of my head that all hit the charts. Hungry Eyes by Eric Carmen. I've Had the Time of My Life from Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes. And that wretched Patrick Swayze song that I won't even mention here. Yeah, that was 1987. So, interesting thing about the music from the movie is that most of it was written by a guy named Frankie Previtt. The same Frankie from Frankie and the Knockouts. Yes. Yes, indeed, Lee Doodley. You were wondering what he did after the fantastic song Sweetheart from 1980? Well, he was writing songs, and a lot of his songs were used in the movie Dirty Dancing. Now, why were Frankie and the Knockouts recorded versions of the song not used in the movie? That's not clear to me. I don't know, because they're every bit as good as the Eric Carmen version. Those are nearly identical, just note-for-note remakes. And what I'm going to play for you here is the song that was given to Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes. It's credited to Frankie and the Knockouts, and I guess this would qualify as the demo versions of the song. This was never released commercially until Frankie and the Knockouts put out a Greatest Hits, and this is one of the bonus tracks on there. But this was recorded before Bill Medley's and Jennifer Warnes' version, and I kind of like it. Frankie and the Knockouts and The Time of My Life on Crap from the Past.
Now I have the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear it's the truth, and I owe it all to you.
Yes, I have the time of my life, and I owe.
I can't get enough of it's the truth. And I owe it all to you because I had the time of my life. And I searched through every open door till I found the truth. And I owe it all to you because I had the time of my life. No, I never felt this way before. Yes, I
Boogie Monster Gerber.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. That Little River Band sure was good.
On Crap from the Past.
Have you heard about the lonesome loser beaten by the Queen of Hearts every time? Have you heard about the lonesome loser? He's a loser, but he still keeps on trying.
Guy, am I supposed to like the Little River Band? I'm not sure, but I do. It's a guilty pleasure of mine back from my childhood, and I know it's not the lyrics, because those are all kind of dopey on the Little River Band songs. It's the atmosphere that they managed to convey in a little 3-minute pop song. A brilliant pop song like Reminiscing, for example. Doesn't matter what they're singing about, but that the sound of it, the production, it's wonderful. And right there, A Lonesome Loser from sometime in the early 80s. I can't remember when. Somewhere around 1981, 82. And the songs got odder and odder, but they all had this wonderful, magical sound to them. Songs like The Night Owls, or Cool Change isn't so hot. But just nice little tight pop songs with dopey lyrics, and I just like them. And there you go. Guilty pleasure of mine from me, Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. I'm going to play you one other Little River Band song, and if I'm not mistaken, this is the last song of theirs to hit the top 40. Around 1983, things were looking kind of bleak for the Little River Band, and the formula had run dry. They tried rocking out, if you will, and didn't go over all that well. They had a song called... the album was The Net from 1983. The first single was We Two, a fine song, actually. Second single I thought was even better and didn't do so well on the charts, got as high as number 30-something. This is from 1983, The Little River Band, and you're driving me out of my mind on Crap from the Past.
Monster Gerber on Crap from the Past.
Hey girl, what you doing?
Because I Can. Tony Orlando and Don from 1972, 1973, 1974. Early 70s and Knock Three Times. They started, well, Tony Orlando had been recording solo stuff since the early 60s. Had a couple of records under his own name. Career was up and down for a while. He actually was recording for Bell Records and wound up producing the very first Barry Manilow solo record, which was credited to Featherbed, and it was just a single, to the best of my knowledge, which was an early version of Could It Be Magic. And did a fine job with the production there. Hit it again, actually got a bunch more hits when he teamed himself up with the group Dawn. Initially, Dawn had top billing, and it was just Dawn. On the first single, it was Candida, billed as Dawn. Candida was a fine song, actually, and subsequent singles just got worse and worse and worse as Tony Orlando took the top billing, and they turned into the cheese ball outfit that we remember them as today. Tony Orlando and Dawn, Just Because I Can, and because it's almost 2 o'clock in the morning. Yep. Rudderless. That's the word we're looking for. Rudderless. And now, let's see if I got this on the CD player correctly. Yes, I do. Rock Solid Dance Tune from 1985. Group that had been around a long time before they had this single. This is Star Point. And a terrific dance record called Object of My Desire. Only on Crap from the Past.
Fantasy. This is the music you turn on when you want to feel good.
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber on Crap from the Past.
Healing powers of roller skating, because I remember that song from my roller skating days. And I didn't have very many of those. 1979, the summer of 79 specifically, that's Ashford and Simpson, the well-known songwriting team, recorded some solo stuff. That was one of their hits, the other being Solid, which was a good number of years after that. That was 1979 for Found a Cure. So we're winding things down here on Crap from the Past. If you like the pop stuff you hear here and you want to hear more 70s stuff, I, of course, encourage you to tune in to Cosmic Slop Sunday afternoons at 2 on AM 770 Radio K with Chuck and Joel, because they do the best 70s show I've ever heard. And of course, Friday Night Poker Party. I want to thank Danger Man for calling up tonight, because he is the man of danger indeed. And they know their pop stuff like nobody's business. So Friday night's 10:30 to midnight right here on this very station. And if you're interested in hearing a station that's playing the new Joan Osborne album, as they should be, you probably want to check out Brad Savage, who's doing Cities Underground over on Cities 97 right now as we speak. New Joan Osborne album is very good, mind you, even though it's only sold 70,000 copies, and it makes me furious that radio has not picked up on this. I pound the table in anger. Having gotten all that off my chest, one last song before Georgia takes over with Sonic Pleasure. It's, what did I cue up? Oh, yeah, it's a B-side from ABC off the re-release of The Lexicon of Love. They did a nice job by tacking on some extra bonus tracks, and this is one of them. It originally appeared as the B-side to Poison Arrow. It's pretty cute. It's billed as the theme from Mantrap from 1982. It's ABC on Crap from the Past. Good night. Bye-bye. You're listening to Fresh Air Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul.
To say to you, can you keep a secret? Would you know just what to do or where to keep it? Then I say I love you and foul the situation. Hey girl, I thought we were the right combination. Who broke my heart? You did, you did. Bow to that target. Blame Cupid, blame Cupid. You think you're smart. Stupid, stupid. Shoot that poison arrow to my heart. Shoot that poison arrow. Shoot that poison arrow to my heart. Shoot that poison arrow. No rhythm in cymbals, no tempo in drums. Love on the horizon.